Across the country, school bus drivers are in short supply. In Wilmington, Delaware, for instance, last month, Eastside Charter School offered parents $700 if they would drop off and pick up their kids for this school year. In Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Baker is mobilizing 250 members of the National Guard to drive buses in some districts. For more, let's bring in Carrie Young, education reporter for member station WBUR. And Carrie, why are so many bus drivers absent?
Well, there are a couple things going on here, I think. In 2020, when school buildings shut down, there were a lot of drivers who were furloughed, and so a lot of people took that opportunity to retire. So that cut down the workforce there. And then also, a lot of bus drivers are older, and this year with the Delta variant and other political debates going on over masking and vaccination policies, many people didn't want to take the risk. So you've got that too. And then when it comes to recruitment and rebuilding that workforce, that's been hard because you can't just hire workers on the spot for this. They need commercial driver's licenses and safety training and things like that. So it just takes time.
But National Guardsmen, I mean, it's probably not what members of the National Guard were expecting to be called for. What does their training look like to drive these buses?
Yeah, I mean, the governor's office tells us that the guardsmen who are going to be taking these assignments already do have the licenses they need for these vehicles. And it's also important to note that they're not just going to be jumping into those yellow school buses. They'll be running smaller vans that typically transport students with disabilities and special needs. But even that's complicated. You know, I mean, I talked to a couple of principals and school leaders about this week, and they're kind of torn about the idea. They're glad to have the help. But at the same time, you know, they're worried about, you know, whether or not they have the experience with working with this type of student population, students with intellectual disabilities or autism. So I think there's a lot of logistics and safety related questions that still need to be answered.
Right. And if this is not a permanent solution, I mean, how is the state planning to attract more bus drivers?
Well, right now, I think a lot of that is happening on the local level. You have a lot of districts offering signing bonuses and paid training time, and others are going all the way of making these full-time positions and adding benefits. So districts are trying all kinds of things right now and seeing what sticks.
Carrie Young is WBUR's education reporter. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Thanks for having me.